Most other radio stations love to pour syrup while they're reviewing TV. They go, oh, that's lovely. Not here at Triple M. We have the cruelest TV reviewer in Australia with us right now, Rudy Vanderstone. Morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Marto, and a good morning to you, the beautiful Margot, and, of course, Nick Cody and Dave behind the buttons, the button monkey there in Brisbane. Welcome to Rudy's TV review. I've got to say, Marto, that was a beautiful introduction there.
Like syrup.
Well,
wasn't
I know how cruel you are, so I just wanted to set it up for Rudy. What are you doing this week? Is it free to air?
No, one of the streaming services. I'm doing The Last Dance.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what a show!
Amazing. Everybody's watching, Rudy. I love this. I'm addicted. I'm hooked.
The Last Dance is a documentary about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, a basketball team that plays in the NBA.
Mm.
Basketball is a game played inside on floorboards, and if it wasn't for the crowd, the squeaking of gym boots on the polished floor would be unbearable. And every basketball game should go for 8 seconds because they're always decided in the last 8 seconds. It's a terrible game played by the poor and the tall. The Last Dance covers the period of time where the Chicago Bulls dominated the NBA with 2 3-peat championships in 91, 92, 93, 96, 97 and 98. Whinging sports stars should get as much sympathy from the general public as protesting uni students, anorexic girls, politicians sprung with sex workers and lawyers arrested on drugs charges. Nobody cares about you. You're alone. Eat a pie.
Rudy, do you think 97, 98 may have been the last years you enjoyed a television show?
Well, let me think back. LA Law, yes. Michael Jordan is up there with Muhammad Ali, Elvis Presley, and the Dutch boy that stuck his finger in the dike. He's a hero and a one of a kind, and I don't want any of your silly jokes, Nick Cody.
No.
Every sports story needs a bad guy getting in the way of the champions, and Margot, in The Last Dance, it's the CEO of the franchise, Jerry Krause.
Mm.
Everybody hates Jerry.
He looks like a little toad, doesn't he?
Well, he does look like a toad. He's a pudgy, ugly Jewish man, and everybody thinks he's trying to break up the team. Correct.
Yeah.
He is, because they're all has-beens, trade bait, legacy. You all need to get a bullet in you. You've won 6, and it's time to rebuild.
Small man
syndrome. The real hero of this story is not Michael Jordan, it's Jerry Krause, the man who was brave enough to sack the greatest in the world. You've got to put your hands together for Jerry, don't you?
Wow, you're a fan of Jerry Krause, Rudy.
You would be.
Yeah, absolutely I am. Maybe Jerry could already see Michael's eyes turning yellow and thought, well, it's not going to get much better from here. I mean, the bloke is sitting in a chair smoking a cigar drinking Scotch whisky. He looks like he's guts in its second trimester. He's an absolute joke.
I know Jerry's tough because he did the top button up on every shirt he was wearing. How's he do that with those jowls?
That is a difficult thing. It's like you, Nick Cody. When you do your top button up, you look like an NRL player on a sex charge. So far, there's been 8 episodes put up on Netflix. If I watch the final 2, I'll harm myself with a large frying pan to my head. I hate basketball. I hate The Last Dance, and I hate myself for watching it. I hate it. Goodbye.
Rudy Vanderstone.
Oh, Rudy.
Thank you for the canned applause.
Yes. I won't have it. I'm not impressed with you,
tall.
Rudy.
Rudy Vanderstone, brutal as always. Triple M, Big Breakfast.
The Big Breakfast.
Normal TV reviewers can get stuffed because they tell lies. There's only one man in Australia, Rudy Vanderstone, who tells the truth about television. Morning, Rudy.
Good morning to you, Marto. What a delightful introduction, and good morning to everybody there. Nick Cody, Dave the Button Monkey, and, of course, you, Margo. Who reminds me of my beautiful wife, Marta.
Yes, Rudy, how are you?
If ever it goes south for either of us, Margo, we can think about a future together.
Oh, why wait that long?
Hit me up, Rudy. Slide into my DMs. What are you reviewing today for us?
Well, probably a favourite of yours, Margo, Big Brother.
Oh,
it's back.
I don't know.
Back for 2020 with the Kruger. Before Big Brother was the worst show on television, it was also a novel written by Englishman George Orwell, where he depicted a dystopian future of constant government surveillance and mind control, or the state of Victoria under Daniel Andrews. The host of the show, Sonia Kruger, might have a cozy relationship with the Moon Man because of their time together on Today Extra, but which was more than enough today, I can tell you what. You don't need to give me extra. And, of course, that show discussed the vital things like should people be allowed to fondle fruit before buying it? All discussed next to hippie dreamcatcher David Campbell or the leather-headed Richard Wilkins. Wow, his face is so weathered you could strap it to the front of an Antarctic ice cutter. On the other hand, Sonia's face is so smooth she's either using all of the Botox on the lower North Shore or she's donated her wrinkles to Richard Wilkins in a wrinkle exchange program.
I love Sonia. I think she looks amazing. She's got the best legs ever.
Oh, yeah.
All that dancing.
She does have a va-va-voom factor, and my wife, Marta, won't let me watch the show wearing tracksuit pants. So on to Big Brother 2020 contestants. It's all the same telly fodder. Hotties, hunks, has-beens, odd bods, flamboyants, dweebs, losers, and of course larger European women warning, I'm not somebody you want to mess around with. You got that right on three levels, Toots. And one of those levels is not having to watch you on my TV in my house. Now this is a question for you radio people. Why do people still go on these shows?
Yeah.
Don't they realise that all the jobs in commercial radio have gone? No, these reality show plebs haven't got any future in commercial radio. All they've got to look forward to is the grim world of Insta and influencing. Good luck, losers.
They might get a job on Neighbours or something. Like Tim
Neighbours is on Channel 11. I don't even know what they call it anymore. Peach or plums.
Yeah. Have you actually seen an episode?
Yes, I did. I watched the first episode and the challenges are no different either. In the first week, they had to melt ice blocks as quickly as they could to win prizes. And this is what I saw, Marto.
Okay.
A contestant, a former AFL footballer called Daniel Gorringe, urinating on a block of ice to melt it.
Oh,
I mean, this is presented to us as televisual entertainment, rubbing, melting or urinating on ice. Haven't they heard of the analogies, it's like watching grass grow or paint dry? It was like watching ice melt. I hope they all get evicted and end up homeless. This show is so awful, it makes me want to self-immolate like the monk on the front of the Rage Against the Machine album, Killing in the Name. It burns. I hate it. Goodbye.
Rudy Vanderstone, Lawrence Mooney's mate, Dutch TV reviewer, mean as always. We will talk to you next time. Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you very much, Dave. Keep punching the buttons.
The Big Breakfast.
What about this bloke who's coming up now? Every Thursday he gives us some torching blows to some rubbish TV show. He's brilliant. Every other TV critic goes, oh, it's lovely. Not this bloke, a mate of Lawrence Mooney's. His name is Rudy Vanderstone. Hello.
Thank you very much for that lovely intro, Marto. And I know that you're all standing by for TV's Morning of Mornings because the Logies have been cancelled this year due to the COVID disease and the lack of cocaine. And I'm having my own special awards night, the Steaming Brown Logies for 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Glamorous.
And that is happening right now. All right, the first category is the newest nugget. Now, this goes to the best new talent in Australia. I haven't got any nominees because there's not anybody new on Australian television.
I've got a suggestion or a recommendation. What about that Tom Steinford now that he's transferred from doing the weather to ACA interviews?
But that's a renovated human.
Tom Steinford failed on the Today Show and then they relegated him to a dead star, which is 60 minutes or 48 minutes of bullshit. 12 minutes of commercial. And they always say really obvious things like, next, you won't guess what this serial killer did next. Did he bury some women in a forest? Yes, he did. Yes, I guess. Jesus. Okay, let's move on. Next category. Reality television stinkers. The nominees are Dancing with the Stars, The Block, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and MAFS. Mm. And the winner there is MAFS. Mm. Heavily tattooed.
MAFS.
Drunks, beauticians and real estate agents looking for love in all the wrong places.
They deserve each other, Rudy. They deserve each other.
You can only see that size of fake boob and that many neck tattoos on the Goldie.
Rudy, you say it's so Gold Coast in a negative way, but Margot hears that and goes, what a positive.
Yes.
I could hear her breathing heavily. Little neck tattoos.
Inspiration for my next lip filler.
The next category is Steaming Streaming. That's right. The categories are the Tiger King, that featured a thruple between a bunch of ice-addicted homosexuals. The Crown, which is just history made into drama. I'm looking forward to the one featuring Princess Di in Paris. And Unorthodox, which was a show about shaving a Jewish woman's head.
Who's the winner?
Okay.
Who's the winner?
The winner is the Tiger King.
Yes.
About ice-addicted homosexuals living in a zoo. And, of course, now onto the steaming brown Logie for the worst talent on Australian television 2020. The nominees are Peter Hellyer, Tracy Grimshaw, Tommy Little, Waleed Ali, Julia Zemiro.
Wow.
And Costa Georgiadis. And the winner is the man that smells like compost and looks like a two. Costa Georgiadis!
Wow.
Unfortunately, Costa couldn't be here tonight because he's hunkering down under a fruit tree fiddling with bugs.
What?
This award show has been mercifully short. I wish the Logies was only 5 minutes long. Good luck and good night. We'll see you in the bar making poor personal choices and then having to apologise to your wife the next day. Or is that Lawrence Mooney's life?